natural to him, for he is a liar and the father of lies and half-truths. Or let's take it another step. We find in Romans 2:28 and 2:29 where Paul writes, "For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men but of God." What if what you are hearing today by them that call themselves Jews, preachers and or politicians who claim in defending them that are decrying anti-Semitism, are not at all what it is that they claim to be? Did you know that Jesus said in Revelation 3 verse 9, "Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say that they are Jews and are not, but do lie"? No, what we see and hear today being thrown down upon the people relentlessly is not those of the Jewish lineage. It is a man-made political movement which is satanic to its very core, and it is called Zionism. So again, make distinction. Zionism is a political movement cloaked in the guise of religion. It has so co-opted the symbols of Judaism, yet beneath them lies only the pursuit of power. Elite Jewish houses like the Rothschilds, the Warburgs, and Maxwell wield religion not as a creed, but as a cover. Let's start with the founder of Zionism, Theodor Herzl.
Zionism had its first organizational expressions in 1897 in Basel, Switzerland, in Europe. Here was a man by the name of Theodor Herzl, H-E-R-Z-L. He was the founder of Zionism. He said that he was going to find the state that God promised the Jews. Listen to this very carefully. This man, Herzl, was an atheist. He believed that there was no God. He said God did not exist. Now, how is it that a man who believes that God does not exist is going to find a state that God promised to his chosen people? I tell you, this man is Satan in disguise. Zionism is a satanic movement. It is devil. It is imperialism. It is racist. It has gone and taken the lands of the Palestinian people and through terrorism has driven them out. And through terrorism, it maintains its power. And the United States of America, with over 6 million homeless, sends to Israel billions and billions and billions of dollars everywhere to bomb Palestinian people while homeless people are here and unemployed are here. Zionism is going to raise this war and make the people of America become clear to what it is and become anti-Zionist and stop the aid to Israel and use the money to take care of the homeless in this country.
What of Lord Rothschild, who made the proclamation, "We created Israel"?
When Herzl became convinced that a Jewish state was a world necessity, he set out to obtain the support of the Rothschilds, asking them to contribute both their standing and their money. He approached Baron Edmond de Rothschild from France, who'd supported the resettlement of persecuted Jews from Russia to Palestine. Sure. And the Baron's response was, impossible to control the influx of the masses into Palestine. The first to arrive would be 150,000 beggars, and they would have to be fed, in all probability, by me. And Herzl was so upset that he wrote, "If a society of Jews cannot be formed through the aristocrats of money, it will be formed through the democrats of money, and we shall let in all Jews except for the Rothschilds."
So Walter received the Balfour Declaration, and I have a copy here, and I wonder if I could possibly ask you to read it for us.
"His Majesty's government view with favour the establishment of Palestine as a national home for the Jewish people and will use their best endeavours to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities in Palestine."
And what of the star that they use? They call it the Star of David or the Seal of Solomon, of which neither one biblically exists. The Star of David is a six-pointed star used to represent the nation of Israel in modern-day Judaism. Unfortunately, Christians have been deceived into thinking that they are supporting the Old Testament nation of Israel, but this is 100% false.
Here we go.
And in fact, Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sin, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know, it seems to me that the more that the bad guys try to suppress the truth, the more they make it known. And that's a part of the curse, right? The curses, by the way, don't belong to the church. They belong to the bad guys because we've been redeemed from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, spiritual death, the list goes on. And interestingly enough, folks, I'm just looking at how they're attempting to drive the narrative through distraction, through smoke and mirrors, through another dog and pony show. Folks, in people are all the well aware as to what it is that they're trying to distract us from. And it keeps coming back to the same thing. So I'm going to do my best to highlight that in just a couple of minutes, because what we're seeing is the bad guys driving the narrative over the people. And again, it's just drawing more attention, which is good, which shows us that the people are awake to what's going on. And this is what happens when they lose the narrative, friends. They begin to operate in a totalitarian fashion. And it's exactly what's going on here. Now, I do want to say this before we get going. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, social media platforms. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing for the last 30 years, friends, do check it out. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I invite you to see the fruit bearing through Christ, John 15:8, upon the tree of this ministry, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in, the phone lines are back up. Yesterday in Texas, our flagship, bbsradio.com, actually lost all power, which surprises me, especially with where they're at in Texas. And to have a power grid go down in such a fashion, and it's not the first time, it's happened several times, it does kind of bewilder me a bit at times. But in saying all that, all is well now. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1, the only mediator under heaven, his name is Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. Jesus said, follow me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. And we all the well know that there's no name under heaven whereby men might be saved, Acts 4:12. And the list goes on. Now, folks, I want to get to this because I was noticing this literally minutes before the show today. And I just said, Lord, I kind of chuckled about what was coming across my desk. Because every day that I do radio, Lord, what is it that I'm talking about? I'll ask him a couple times in the morning. And throughout the day, I'll just get little downloads. Cover this, cover that, cover this. And the way it comes is it'll just come to me and it's like, nope, that's right. I get a green light on it. It's like, that's the information that is pertinent, that is imperative, that is what needs to be shared with the people. And this is one of those. As a matter of fact, it's a couple of those. And I just said, Lord, you know, I'm kind of chuckling again before the show. And I'm saying to myself, why is it that I'm seeing this stuff 10 and 20 years in many cases before the people at large begin to speak about it? And I'm chuckling. And the first thing that came to me was Amos 3. And again, I'm not, listen to me, I want to make clear, I am not trying to claim anything. Okay, I am not trying to project myself as being anything, not at all, because I'm not looking for followers. The only one that you should be following is Christ Jesus and him alone, period, exclamation, exclamation. But what came to me was Amos 3:7, and it says, surely the Lord will do nothing unless he reveal his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. That's what it says. Well, some will say, well, Bradley, that is foretellers. That is a thing of the past. They were called seers. Nonsense. That's not a thing of the past. Now, I want to say this. Prophets of the old, you do understand, the Bible clearly tells us in 2 Chronicles that when we believe the prophets, we will be established. So when we look at the foundation of our government concerning the moral law of God, the Torah, common law, that is right. We don't add to and we take not away from anything that has been established through the prophets. But I do want to say this. When you look at the New Testament, namely in 1 Corinthians 12, and I know, now listen, don't put it up against a lot of those false prophets out there, because for the most part, that is all you are seeing are the false prophets. The popular preachers are the false prophets. They've been put up, 1 Kings 13:33, again, exclamation, okay? I'm not comparing it to them. But you need to understand, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:1, now concerning spiritual gifts, I would not have you ignorant. Then he said, you know that you were Gentiles, not the Jews. Unto them was given the oracles of God, not us. Remember, Paul left the Jewish people that rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ, and because of it, they undid themselves, and they came, as a matter of fact, Paul himself came to the Gentiles to preach repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. But it says, you know that you were Gentiles, that's us, carried away unto these dumb idols. Those things that men serve, right? The work of men's hands, stone, the list goes on. Anything that takes the seat of your heart is an idol, okay? And it says the gifts were given to the Gentiles that they wouldn't be carried away unto these dumb idols. Then it says, I give unto you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Then he begins to what? Tell us concerning and highlighting the giftings of the diversities of gifts given to us by the Holy Spirit. And it's all given unto us by the same Spirit, and their differences, but of the administrations, but the same Lord and the same Spirit. And then he begins to highlight the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. And then he talks about the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, the gift of faith, another gift of healings, another miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. And then he said, but all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. So he gives unto us the Holy Ghost, and he gives us giftings. And one of those happens to be discerning of spirits. Another one is word of wisdom. Another is word of knowledge. Another is the gift of prophecy. And guess what? When the Holy Ghost gives a word of prophecy, it is for us to know that we might not serve dumb idols. If that was just a thing of the past, then friends, how is God a living God? And no wonder, and I speak as a man, and I'm putting a question to those that would question the existence of a living God. No, he gives us the Holy Ghost that we might understand that he is alive forevermore and that he changes not. I'm going to make another point on the other side, and I'm going to get right into this, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War. He said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." Hello, friends. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just highlighting something real quick here, folks. I was talking about during the first segment where I'm going back and forth and just asking the Lord right before the show, because some things popped up right before the show here. And I said, "Lord, why is it that I see this stuff 10, 20 years before it happens?" And I say that with all sincerity. And these scriptures begin to drop down. You know, I'm getting a download here. And one of them happened to be Amos 3:7. The Lord says he does nothing unless he first reveal them unto his servants, the prophets. And I'm not trying to be anything. I'm not trying to declare that I am anything in any sense of the word. I'm not trying to make claim of an office unless the Lord bears witness to that office. And it should be the people that bear witness to it, not the man. And so I brought up Amos 3:7, and then I'm talking about over in 1 Corinthians 12, where it talks about in the New Testament that these giftings are given unto the church, unto Christians today, that they might not serve dumb idols. And yet, what do we see in America today? Them serving dumb idols. Look at the buildings. Look at the cathedrals. Look at the architecture. Look at all of the brand new things that they're creating, friends. It's wood and stone. And when we're talking about idolatry, they go no further than the building that they created. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. But again, you look at Scripture and it's like, wait a second, why does it say in 1 Corinthians 14, after 1 Corinthians 12, the gift of discerning of spirits, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, gift of prophecy? And then you go to 1 Corinthians 14, why does it say follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy? I'm just kind of curious. We're talking about the New Testament, people. And I know that many of you have been talked out of that, but I can tell you this right now. If you're born of the Spirit of the living God, you can only serve a living God. You can't serve an idol God, a dead God, a God that does not exist. Because again, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is not on that cross anymore. And furthermore, after the Passion of the Christ, he said, after the crucifixion, he said, you're going to follow me. After he's risen from the dead, you are going to follow me. Okay, that means we have to move, and that means we have to follow him. And it also means that we have to know his voice. So when I look at that, I say to myself, boy, my goodness, how the people of America have duped themselves out of the Holy Ghost. And who is given only to those that take heed to him and obey him? Acts 5:32. It tells us in 1 Corinthians 14, what does it say? It says, and even these things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, which only the Holy Ghost can do. How shall it be known what is piped or harped? In other words, he gives us distinction in the battle. And the only way that he's going to give us distinction in the battle is by him personally being on the scene, showing us exactly what it is that we need when it comes to that distinction in the battle. What am I talking about? Well, let's segue perfectly into this. How is it that we've been talking about this for 20 years? 10, 20 years, folks, in this particular case. And I want you to listen carefully as to what's being highlighted here, because this is the stuff that we continuously share with the people, and they don't take heed to it until it's too late. I want you to listen to this again. This is Owen Schroer making a good point here. Check this out.
Tonight has officially become everything it stands against. MAGA was once against the donor class buying seats. Now they support it. MAGA was once against foreign interests buying seats. Now they're for it. MAGA was supposedly conservative.
You get the point?
Conservative as far as foreign policy, conservative as far as fiscal policy. They're anything but.
Doing the opposite of what he says he is doing. Now the conservatives of the day caught up with what we have been sharing with you by the Spirit of God for years now, to the truth of the matter, that what you're being told by the current administration and how he sold himself to you, which, by the way, if you go to Simi Valley, California, and you go to Ronald Reagan's museum, friends, which they're all in the same lot, it's interesting to note that Donald Trump used his talking points to a T. But that's not the point here. The point is that the said conservatives of today are now starting to awake to the fact that the way Donald Trump sold MAGA to the American people, he's doing just the exact opposite of how he sold himself to the American people. Let's finish this.
MAGA was against no new wars. Now they love no new wars. MAGA was against globalists. Now they are globalists. Every single box that MAGA once stood for, they no longer stand for, they stand for the opposite. And now everybody can see it. Massey's already done as much as he can.
Now everybody's seeing
it. Getting the Epstein files released, now exposing AIPAC, exposing the Israeli lobby, exposing Donald Trump as not even a conservative at all, as a globalist.
Now, folks, this is the stuff I shared with you in 2016. Now Owen's here, and good for them. I mean, I'd rather have them wake up a little bit late in the game rather than too late. But the point is he's talking about stuff, talking about how Donald Trump sold himself as a conservative, but yet he's not a conservative. Okay, that's all we have to do, again, is go back and judge the fruit on his tree. Matter of fact, I had a lady, and I want to highlight this because this is premised on testimony, and it shows you what I have to deal with continuously when it comes to these people that don't know their left hand from the right hand, but yet they have the audacity and the temerity to call themselves Christians or conservatives when they have no idea what the word even means. And it's quite embarrassing for those that do know the difference, friends. And so what I did is I posted a meme, and on this meme, I was highlighting exactly what was going on with the current administration. And she came back at me and she said, you know, who are you to sit there and throw stones, this, that, and the other thing? And I told her, listen, you're a fool for your pains. We always do our homework and we do our due diligence before we post anything on what's going on here. But one person said to me, you know what, you've lost all credibility. And so what I did is concerning the morality and the conservatism of Donald Trump. And I said, nope, thank you. I totally appreciate this. What I did is I went over, I got the links and I posted them. And I said, you surely just did outdid yourself in front of everybody that you just posted to, because you're not going to be able to undo it this time. And I'm not going to let you undo it this time, because you're the one that is blindly being led right into the ditch. And you seem to be okay with it. And the difference is we have the facts here, whereas you don't like the facts that expose your favorite politician because you're an idolater. And that's exactly what they are. They're idolaters. And it's quite embarrassing, again, as I said. But you know what's interesting is here's the post. It said, Thomas Massie, this is Donald Trump. Thomas Massie is a terrible congressman. He voted against men in women's sports. This is what Trump said. He voted against transgender for everybody like it's a bad thing. Okay? This is the guy that sold to you that he was a conservative. Defending what? Men in women's sports, Donald Trump is attempting to do. Donald Trump is also saying that Massey's a bad guy because he voted against transgenders, men being women and women trying to be men. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. And then he talks about in advocating and in attempting to justify the mutilation of children. That's what's in front of me, friends. He voted against open borders. So what Donald Trump did here is he blurted the truth out in his confusion. He didn't realize what he was saying. He wasn't thinking it through, is the point that I'm making here, friends. Okay? Now, I want to show you this because this is one of the responses I got. And it was this. Fake news, one lady said. I said, no, not fake news. It's just news that you don't want to hear. So what I did is I went and got, as I said earlier, the two posts. Trump repeatedly celebrated the inclusion of transgenders in his beauty pageants, friends. This is no secret. We've known this. I played the video of Donald Trump. And what I did there, I don't know what's going on here, but I'm noticing a little something breaking up. But what I do want you to know, friends, is this, is that when I'm posting this, I highlighted a long time ago and I played the video a long time ago of none other than Donald Trump burying his face into the said mayor, America's mayor, Giuliani, dressed up as a woman before they went out to celebrate in a gay pride parade in New York. This is all well known. This is the stuff I was sharing with the people in 2016. It didn't stop there. And then I also highlighted back to Daisy, who said this is fake news. I put in there the WashingtonBlade.com. Trump retweeted of himself video praising himself as the most gay president in American history. You know, nobody does it better than Donald. Well, what he's doing is he's foaming out his shame and advocating for what the devil advocates for. But again, friends, I just want to make sure that you all understand we've been faithful witnesses with this information long ago. It's the said conservatives that are 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 years late on this. That's all. So make the distinction between that and a Christian. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. So let me speak to the idolaters for a moment, please. Here you have Donald Trump, who sells himself as a Christian, saying Thomas Massie, who is upholding the Constitution and the enumerated laws, he's a terrible congressman. I want to tell you why Thomas Massie is a terrible congressman in this particular situation. Because he means to expose Trump for the Epstein files. He voted against men in women's sports as if to suggest that's bad, said Trump. He voted against transgender for everybody as if to suggest that's bad. Yet the Lord condemns what Trump advocates. And the Lord calls men in women's sports an abomination. And what am I talking about? In Deuteronomy 22 verse 5, it says, even for a man to wear that which is a woman is an abomination. Okay? Trump goes on and says, the mutilation of your children, as if to suggest that's a good thing. Trump said of Massie, he even voted against open borders, says this meme. And of course, his idolaters got to jump in there and stick both feet in their mouth, and I'm okay with it. That's why I have the phone lines open for you, especially when you're driving down the road and your husband or your wife is trying to justify Donald Trump. That's why I open the phone lines, because as people like you, I want you to call in and then stick both your feet in your mouth, because that's exactly what you're going to do when you try to justify the devil and his minions, John 8:44. And that's exactly what Donald Trump is. We got our friend calling from Utah. Chris, haven't talked to you in a while. Good to hear from you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Let's change that out for you.
Yep, what do you say?
Let's change that out for you. That'll save time.
Are you there, Chris?
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir. I'm here, Bradley.
Okay, it's all
Let
yours.
Let me just make this statement. You touched on the issue, and there is an echo, and I'll try to work through it. I'm sorry. It's very difficult when you hear your words coming back at you. But I would tell somebody, what difference does it make if you're a prophet or just somebody speaking truth to power under the influence of the Holy Ghost? To me, the message is going to come through just as clearly and just as truly as if you were a prophet. So, and I don't want it to go to your head, and I know you won't let that happen. I don't want anybody to misconstrue what I'm saying.
I understand.
But you're speaking truth to power. And here in the Mormon Church, I'm a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And we have prophets here. We can argue all day as to whether that's true or not. But I don't want to. Let's, for the sake of this argument, assume that they are prophets and apostles. But they are under the gag order of a 501c3 tax-exempt status. And therefore, every time we have what are called semi-annual general conferences, and they teach us things that prophets and apostles would normally teach their congregation, but they are so watered down, and they are under the influence of so much fear that they might violate that 501c3 status that I characterize it as spiritual baby food. It's milk and not the meat. And under the conditions that we now live with, all the turmoil in this world, we need the meat. We will not survive spiritually unless we are fed spiritual meat and not be told over and over and over again, Jesus loves you, don't worry, he forgives sin, don't worry, the atonement this, the atonement that. I mean, it's like taking a trigonometry class in college and being told over and over that 2 + 2 = 4. I get it. Can we move on to the more serious matters like unjust wars?
Amen.
And criminal politicians that are destroying this noble republic that God gifted us. Can we get to the meat and not to the pablum?
Yeah, right.
Anyway, I
understood.
Just wanted to make that
statement. No, that's how
to move on. So I'll leave my comments at that.
Cool. I totally appreciate it, Chris. And I do understand. I do want to have a conversation about the Mormonism in the Mormon Church sometime in the near future. Matter of fact, we'll set something up to have that conversation. Because again, I don't want to let stuff like that go, because people online like live chat will say, Bradley, why didn't you say something to him? Because I'll be here for a half an hour doing just that. And the bottom line is Chris has always been a good friend of this radio program. So what we want to do is make sure that what we do, when we do address the issues, we do it in love, because he's a brother. Okay. And when I'm talking about how he's a brother, is this is the purpose of what we're called to do by the Spirit of God, is to reprove, correct, and instruct one another, because iron sharpens iron. That's the circle that we want to be in. That's the scope of authority that Scripture gives us when we're talking to our brothers and those that claim to be Christians, regardless if they have error or not. Okay. Just want to make clear. We'll hit that. We'll address that soon enough. But I do want to go back to something that you did say. You had brought up Amos 6:1 was written up on the screen for me to read. And it's interesting, because the Bible talks about, woe to you that are complacent as Christians, to those that feel secure on Mount Samaria, because you feel immovable. You notable men of the foremost nation, woe to you that are at ease in Zion. He's talking about those that claim to be the children of God. It was the prophet, by the way, Amos, his name is Burden Bearer. That's what it defines out to be. He was sent as a prophet who didn't have a father or anybody to go before him. As a prophet, the Lord called him out to speak out against the sins of the nation, because nobody else was willing to do that. The Lord picked the man out. He put the burden of the Lord on him and said, this is what you're going to do. He started to speak out against the sins of that nation during that particular time. And it didn't just include the children of God. It also included the princes, the palaces, the Lord judged the whole nation. He told the people that refused to repent. He said to those that are sinners of my people, you're going to be the first ones to go to the sword. He also said, prepare to meet thy God. He said he was going to drop a plumb line. In other words, you've been warned enough. The Lord says, I'm not going to strive with you all the days of your life. In other words, the Lord says, okay, I've had enough. You're not going to do it again without me bringing judgment. And that's what Amos was sent for in that particular case. So I did want to highlight that as well. The other thing I wanted to talk about concerning what our friend just Chris from Utah just called about was just the issues of what's going on with this scenario. We're never going to get beyond the establishment problem until the people in the establishment circles understand that they're being played as controlled operatives to prop up what it is that everybody's complaining about. So we need to get past just drinking milk like Chris was talking about. We need to get to the milk. We need to talk about getting past that point so we can move on. In other words, we're stuck at going around the mountain again and again and again and again because of today's conservatives constantly propping up the establishment, by the way, which first started in the church. And I've said it before, you have an establishment in government because it starts in the church. And now you have the government controlling the establishment in the church, which the church started, when in fact it's not the government that's supposed to be leading, it's supposed to be the church that's leading the way. Look into your history, friends. Look at your founding documents, and you'll understand perfectly as to what I'm talking about. Until justice is brought upon the heads of the guilty, we're going to be having this conversation tomorrow. We're going to have it next week. We're going to have it next month. We're going to have it next year. And future generations are going to be dealing with the same problem, which are going to be much worse in their time if the people of this generation don't stand up and put a stop to it. Read Psalm 94:16. Did you know that the Lord asked? Listen, people. Did you know that the Lord asked? Who is it that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity, the workers of lawlessness? I was just reading the book of Deuteronomy. I read Matthew 4 chapters, Deuteronomy 5 chapters. I read Psalm 3 chapters last night. And one of the things that I kept seeing over and over again, namely in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6, is when we keep the Lord's statutes, deal with crimes according to his law, and bring judgment by the keeping of his commandments, that and only then, and then and only then, will we understand what righteousness and peace is supposed to be like. What's going on in our time, friends, is not normal. We're being inundated with an unrelenting, what? Spiritual warfare. And James Madison said that no country can endure a warfare that is continual like this. So this is all by design. And by the way, here, let me just go ahead and console some of you people. 98% of it is created by the corrupt that you're tolerating. And what do they do, friends? They promote fear, 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 because they don't want you to dare stand up against them in their crimes. Because if you do this, we're going to send a message. We'll take somebody out. We'll throw them in jail. We'll do this. What happens when the whole of us stand up like Flick did in Bug's Life? My goodness, here, if this is how people need to understand, let's go there. Remember when Flick said to Hopper, enough is enough? And then all of the ants get behind Flick? Well, you say, Bradley, that is so foolish. No, it isn't. It's something that you can all understand. The bottom line is when the ants figure out that Hopper controls them through a very small number, and the way he does that is through fear and oppression and violence, the way that you're seeing it operate in this government today, when you see one man like a Flick stand up, what did Hopper do? He walks over to him, and he steps on him, and he starts to beat him up. And then what happens? The ants figure out what's going on. They come to the point where they said, we've had enough of this. We've had enough. And Flick stands up and looks at Hopper because he's afraid of the mob. He's afraid of the people. He's afraid of the law that will bring him to justice. And what happened, friends? Once the people came together lawfully, let me say it again, lawfully, and they deal with the Hoppers of the world, Only then will we understand our purpose in this life. It is not our purpose to sit here like a bunch of sitting ducks and allow the corrupt to shoot at us day in and day out, week in and week out, and month after month. Nonsense! You know what those people are? Those that sit there and wait to be shot at again, you know what they are? They're fools, is what they are. And America, this is why we're being laughed at today. Because we're allowing a small portion, like the hoppers of the world, to control the rest of us. And to steal away, to kill away, and to destroy at will without doing anything to uphold the law in obedience to the God that we all say that we love. And I say shame on you if that's you allowing it to happen. We need more flicks. And I say that with all due respect to flick. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see you up there. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, folks. This is worldwide stuff that we're dealing with. I got up on the front page right now on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Did you know that in France right now, hundreds of French schools are caught up into massive pedophile rings involving politicians and VIPs? Oh, by the way, in America, if you have your sons or daughters in a public school, did you know that pedophiles actually buy or they have control of all the school books? In other words, you know, they buy these yearbooks every year across the states and throughout the United States, and then they go through your yearbooks, and then they pick out the kids that they want. See, I don't think people think If you have your kid in a public school, you're not thinking at all. Put that up against 22:6 of Proverbs. But look at this. The People's Voice. Hundreds of French schools caught up in massive pedophile ring involving politicians and VIPs. Folks, this judgment is falling upon us as not just in America. It's falling upon the nations. Because, again, it goes back to this, and you're not going to get away from it no matter how many times you're sick and tired of hearing Bradley Dean say it. But the fact of the matter is you have the masses tolerating the crimes of the few. You already know who the bad guys are. You don't need any more information, as I've said. You don't need another guest show to highlight the crimes of those that we already are known and have been charged and, in many cases, guilty of crimes past. You already know they're guilty. It's not for someone else to do what it is that the Lord commanded you to do. Do you not understand that? You've been taught because you've been browbeaten, because you listen to the media that you don't believe in, that does all day exactly what I'm telling you it's doing. It's browbeating you into submission through the use of fear. And the Lord says the fear of man is a snare. You know, so many people that are professing Christians, they brag about how David did this and how Moses did that and how Gideon did that and Samson did that. And man, look at Deborah, look what she did. And look what the prophets did, man. Look at their heroic efforts. Hebrews 11:32. Isn't it amazing how they look at those that gone before them as examples that were to follow, but somehow or another, they're examples for them not to follow. And then they get the results of a non-follower, or should I say an unbeliever, and then they try to figure out why they're in the predicament that they're in today. Boy, oh boy, does that take a genius to give that explanation to such people, friends? It's embarrassing, isn't it? I want to play this next one because I need to make a point before I take this next phone call. Listen to this, folks.
It's all over these files.
Donald Trump.
All over it. I mean, thousands and thousands of times. If you spend any real time with these files, you will see references to 17-year-old girls, 16-year-old girls, 14-year-old girls, 11-year-old girls,
Donald
10-year-old
Trump.
Girls, and I saw a reference today to a 9-year-old girl.
This is Jamie Raskin.
A really gruesome and grim story, and I think in order to see our way through this and to try to make progress on criminal investigation and prosecution and some kind of social redemption from this whole nightmare, we need to listen to the survivors.
Okay, and the survivors, those are the ones that are being snuffed out. They're the ones that are being suppressed. They're the ones that are being silenced because the people don't understand that those that are responsible for the crimes are the ones that are, in fact, now silencing those victims. Jamie Raskin said, after he's visibly shaken, after reading the unredacted Epstein file, said Donald Trump's name is all over these files. He said, I saw a reference today to a 9-year-old girl. I guess everybody's a liar except Donald, of course. Whoa. I want to play, I'm going to see if I can get another video in here. I want you to listen to this carefully. This is Owen Schroer again talking about those things that we've been talking about for some time here. I want you to listen carefully as to what it is that he is bringing forth to the light that we have highlighted several times over, but I guess now the conservatives are awake.
Have a nuke. It is against the, it's a violation of the Nuclear Proliferation Agreement. They're not supposed to have one. Everybody knows they have it. In fact, technically, they shouldn't even be our ally because they have a nuclear weapon, but somehow they're above all of these rules. Now, again, I'm not here to take any ground in defense of Iran, but I will point out the
Listen
fact that
carefully.
Israel is famous for repatriating pedophiles. That is a fact. Everybody knows it. American pedophiles are able to flee to Israel and get safe harbor there. We have many, many instances of this. Now, the Epstein files, I don't know how deep we want to go into this. This one is a little confusing to me. You say, show me evidence that there is a pedophile ring. Well, I would slap down on the table not even 50% of the Epstein files. We don't even know how many we've gotten, but it's 50% max. There's not a single Iranian in the files, not a single one. Now, there is a...
So, in other words, what Owen is highlighting, friends, and he's not defending the Iranians in this particular case, but he's saying that there's not one Iranian name on the pedophile list. So in other words, modern day Israel, Rothschild's Israel, cannot extort Iran because those men have not succumbed to their blackmailing or extorting measures in any sense of the word.
People that are in there, but we don't need to get into that. But they all are rich, and they're not in prison, and that's where they should be. So I don't really want to have to think about Iran's cultural issues. These are Americans and people that were using them for blackmail to get leverage over our country. That's how most people perceive these Epstein files, of which we don't even have the entire files. But in them, we see references, what appear to be killing people, taking women, young women, babies as sex slaves. Who knows what else is going on in these files? There's very obvious code language. I know this.
Okay, so you're hearing what's going on. He's highlighting what's going on with the Epstein files again. Everybody's calling for justice. Donald Trump's talking now how he has a 99% approval rating over in Israel. You just heard Owen say that what they do, if you're busted for pedophilia, you can always flee to modern day Israel for protection. But Donald Trump is saying that he's got a 99% approval rating there. When he's done here, he said, quote unquote, he said, I might go over there to become prime minister. It's interesting that he has a 99% approval rating over in modern day Rothschild's Israel, but he only has a 32% approval rating here in the United States of America. If that doesn't tell you exactly what it is that you need to know, nobody can help you. You're as deaf as an adder. And you're willfully doing it at this point. I want to highlight one more thing here. This is Trump deprived Colorado of water over Epstein. And I want you to listen to this one. This is coming from Thomas Massey again. And it's important that you hear this.
Over, they took her over to the Situation Room, right? Like, this is where, if they're trying to kill or capture Osama bin Laden, this is where they are. They took her into the Situation Room and tried to whip her into taking her name off of the discharge petition.
Over Epstein,
yep. And then the president vetoed a bill that would have brought water to a large portion of Colorado.
So because apparently Thomas Massey is highlighting the fact that because Boebert wasn't going to comply by taking her name off of those that are demanding the release of the Epstein files, what in fact Donald Trump did was veto a bill by Boebert, and they shut off the water supply to Colorado. So this is the compassion, and again, it goes back to the fact that, friends, these people are the ones that are attacking you, and that is a prime example of what it is that you need to hear as to how they're attacking you. Henry, I got about 2 minutes, my friend. It's all yours.
Hey, wow, Bradley. That little deal you gave a while ago about the bugs, if people can't understand that, I don't get it. I mean, I just got one thing to say. If they think that these criminals are not scared of us waking up, why are they always blocking us all the time?
That's right. They don't want us to come together. They do not want us communicating. And that is one of the things that I've continuously highlighted. They're afraid that the American people are going to begin to communicate with each other. And it's important that we do just that.
Yes, sir. And guess what, Bradley? They're the ones that connected us so they can track us.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. I totally appreciate your phone call. For the sake of time, I do want to say this. Henry, I didn't mean to cut you off, guy. I just got to play this. I said I was going to play it yesterday. This is a friend of mine, Don from BBS. He's the owner of BBS, our flagship station out of Texas. He put this together for us, and I just want you to hear this because I want to kind of leave everybody on a lighter end. Okay?
Clear the frequency.
Listen to this.
Lock the courtroom doors. Sound the alarm from sea to shining sea.
This is BBS.
Somewhere
Listen.
Between the pulpit, the schoolhouse, the radio tower, and the Book of Acts. There rises a man with fire in his wig, a Bible in one hand, the Constitution in the other, and a microphone hot enough to melt the lies off a nation's face. Behold, the sir, the myth. The man himself, Sir Bradley Dean himself. Born in the wreckage, raised from the dust, where streets teach pain and the soul learns trust. And
it took our friend Don at BBS 4 hours to put these together, friends.
He strapped on the armor, took the word like a blade, put truth in the speakers, let the cowards be afraid. Now the static,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Now he's talking old school. No, Bradley ain't got no wig here, I can tell you that right now. This hat is for holding it back.
He comes through the curtain
with the courtroom yell. Wake up, America. Can't you smell that smell?
They said, sit down, Sir Bradley.
He said, I decline.
They said, tone down the lightning.
He said, this ain't mine.
They said, who do you think you are?
He laughed through the flames.
Just a servant with a slingshot in the king's holy name.
Sir Bradley Dean himself.
Ooh.
Riding through the radio fire. Bible like a hammer.
Truth climbing higher.
Sir Bradley Dean himself.
With the lion uncaged.
Stand for the rock.
Ooh.
Or get swept by the age.
Ooh.
Sons of Liberty.
Ooh.
Let the Liberty bells explode. Heaven in the bloodstream.
Ooh.
Thunder on the road.
When the truth hits the mic, let the dead bones ring.
Ezekiel 37.
Feel the sting.
Who's that?
Sir Bradley.
Who said himself?
What's that?
Truth fire.
What falls? Everything else.
I'm going to go ahead. I think I'm going to kick off one of the shows. You know, we're off the radio right now, so we're good. No more commercials. But I do want to say this. First of all, thank you for calling in, Henry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I wanted to get that in there because I was going to try to get to it yesterday. And then I looked down at the clock and I had less than a minute. So, again, thanks for the call. But my friend Don called in and he said, Bradley, what do you think about me putting these together? And I want to tell you, folks, he put not just one together. He put like 12 of these things together. And it took him about 4 hours to do it. And he said, what do you think about me just throwing those out there concerning your show? And so what he did is he did an AI search, and then he grabbed the lyrics, and then he put the songs together. So they're very accurate, at least thus far, right? And again, I thought it was so cool because this was the favorite of my wife and my sons when Don sent them over. And I said, you know what? I got to put this on the radio. I'm looking for a reason to have a lighter show. But I'll tell you what I can't do is I can't make light of what's going on out there. So I wanted to kind of make it a little bit lighter during the end of this show. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to probably open up tomorrow's show with that song as well. Because I really want to show people the effort that Don has given through BBS. And again, folks, it's really cool. I've gotten stuff from friends from Tennessee. As a matter of fact, my friend Jeff out there, his brother did one of these and it was a heavy metal version. It was like to the core heavy metal, but you could tell that all of his lyrics were written about the contents of the show, which was fantastic. And it's all true what they wrote. But again, in saying that, friends, I just want to say that I just appreciate everybody that's made an effort to support the effort of this ministry going forward. And it's really cool when someone does something like that. So I don't want to leave them without notice when they take the time to do such things. So again, we'll do our best to make light of one of these shows. And I'm going to play this probably the whole duration of it. That one alone was 4 minutes long. I only played 2 minutes of that. But again, listen to the lyrics. And with that, folks, I'm going to end today's show by telling you we love you by what we do. Also wanted to let you know that we have sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you're new here, go over to the store, go over to the schedule. Going back to the store, if you so choose to order something today, it goes out first thing tomorrow morning. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. We say 2 to 3 days. Also consider all of you because we do not have sponsors. Let me say it again. We do not have sponsors. Without you supporting this ministry, we cannot remain. So I would suggest if you would, take the time, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and become a son or daughter of liberty. It's super easy to support. And again, I'm just here to tell you, without you supporting us, we cannot remain. Love you by what we do, and we will talk.